God's dreams and imagination are quite the opposite of the world. The dreams of the latest ethnocentric and cosmopolitan shapeshifters miss the God connection altogether. Not only are they over their heads in self-centered dreams, but I think maybe it also leaves many others entirely without dreams. Just like any strength or skill, some are better at dreaming and imagining than others. It also seems to me that huge numbers among us simply don't dream at all, and even find it hard at times to imagine life to be any different. I believe God wants to share what He imagines with us and show us how to participate with Him in all He dreams. I can remember a time when my dreams just ran out, and shortly after, God's dreams began to pick up speed. My first big dream was to be a deep sea diver, but over time I realized all my inner ear problems would never allow it. As a young man, I wanted to play music, but regardless of all the thousands of hours of practice, the truth was I really didn't have the chops to make it. When I was in the Navy, I dreamed of being a Navy SEAL. I was in good shape and really thought it possible. I had given my life to the Lord, so although I was accepted to go to Bud's training, I got out instead. Years later, I have realized it was God's wisdom that I didn't go for Navy SEALs. My knees would have never made it. I was way too big with back problems. And most of all, I don't believe I had the heart of a champion, nor did I know how to be a team player. Later in life, I dreamed of being an accomplished builder, but truly, I just didn't have the jobs nor acceptance of the community. All of those things I imagined and dreamed. Some I even tried to execute and just washed out. That may all seem like a big, sad story, but the truth is, those broken dreams were all self-designed and self-serving, and they led me right into the dreams of God. God dreams and imagines a family who loves Him and believes in Him. The Father has sent His Son to redeem our dreams, imagination, and vision. The Lord dreams of redeemed people who walk in faith and fear no evil because His strength and courage are with them. He dreams of a people who prefer the truth over a self-gratifying lie. He has imagined us as lovers of His goodness and grace instead of being some knife-happy circumcisers who spit the law at everyone who doesn't get life right, according to them. He has imagined and executed a plan for having a special people who have been justified by faith and have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In His imagination, He dreams of children who are upheld by hope which formed their character, and from their character, perseverance, and a determination to not be moved from their faith in Him. He has dreamed of their perseverance in the time of tribulation, and are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. In His living thought, we are the ones, powered by the Holy Spirit, who are not overcome by evil, but have overcome evil with good. God imagines us alive in Christ, filled with singing and joy, loyal to His values and His rightness of character. God, the Holy Spirit, is the governor of our eye gate if we'll allow Him. He governs our passions and appetites and shares His attributes of righteousness, peace, and joy with us. When God dreams, it happens, and when He imagines, even multitudes of dry bones grow sinew, muscle, and skin, then get to their feet, live and breathe just as He imagined it so. Even the dry bones of our dreams can find hope to be fulfilled. God has imagined you alive and prosperous all the days of your life. And that is just a few of the dreams of God. Think about it.